It's 8:40, and Facebook's decision to pay $19 billion, I should say up to $19 billion, for messaging service WhatsApp has left a lot of people scratching their heads. But the decision may be a better call than it seems. Amir Efrati is live with us now on WTOP, senior reporter for TheInformation.com. Amir, thank you so much for taking a little bit of your evening to be with us. I think one possible answer is that WhatsApp is like Facebook buying two Twitters. It has twice the users of Twitter.
And it's growing incredibly fast all around the world. People don't really use it in the United States, so this is why this deal came as such a shock to people here. But I've been using the service for a couple of years, and when you look at the data, WhatsApp is crushing the competition everywhere, in Nigeria, in India, Indonesia, Brazil. You name it, it is the mobile messaging app of choice. It is the place where people are spending more and more of their time on their mobile devices. Facebook saw that as an existential threat, and so it responded. This is very much a defensive move. I mean, they're keeping this product separate, and this, they're, you know, thinking about diversifying their business. Facebook is. This is a big threat to Facebook, and they, in many ways, needed to do this or else faced a lot of potential problems in emerging markets where they need to grow as their domestic business here in the United States continues to mature.
Now, as you know, we're watching Ukraine this week and for several weeks now for terrible reasons, deadly violence there and rioting. It just so happens that WhatsApp was created by a Ukrainian guy who is not particularly fond of ads. Isn't that a weird partnership with Facebook, which loves ads?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO in particular, they were very persuasive. I mean, WhatsApp is a company that really did not want to sell, did not have any plans to sell. They were very serious about remaining independent. They could have been a public company. I mean, they're already, if they charge everyone $1 a year to use their service, they're already going to make $450 million this year, potentially, right? So this is a company with a lot of potential, a lot of businesses that you can build on top of that. And when you look at messaging apps in different parts of the world, like Line, you can tie it into e-commerce and allow people to hail cabs or buy things through this app. So there, you know, this was a company that had a lot of options. It was small, about 70 employees, 30-something engineers. It was really small. It didn't have a lot of business people, so it didn't build that out yet. But it had so much potential. And, you know, they had no plans to get in bed with Facebook, but Facebook really, really wanted it. And Mark Zuckerberg said, look, we're not only going to pay you an absurd amount of money, we're going to make you, Jan Koum, the CEO from Ukraine, we're going to make you a board director of Facebook just to show you how serious we are, and we're going to let you stay independent somewhat. You know, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg pulls all the strings. He controls everything. There's no doubt about that. He controls all of Facebook forever and always, but he really made a big commitment to them that they were not just going to be lumped in as part of Facebook, that they were going to be able to do things on their own, similar to the way that Instagram, the photo sharing app, has functioned as a part of Facebook since Facebook acquired it. It is also kind of off on its own doing its own thing. So they were very persuasive. And Google, which was obsessed with WhatsApp and wanted to acquire it, did not do a good job persuading WhatsApp to stay independent. Larry Page, the CEO of Google, actually met with WhatsApp CEO and said, you know, you really should remain independent. It's going to be very important. You can be a big company and, you know, and you can sort of, you know, you can make it. You know, you don't need to sell yourself. And if you do want to sell yourself, we, Google, will buy you. That did not work. So it's a pretty incredible, last few days here in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, and we don't want to overlook another big piece of your reporting there at The Information. The Google boss, or one of them, met with WhatsApp. Not only that, didn't they offer WhatsApp some money to kind of keep an eye on Facebook? Let us know if Facebook is making a move.
Exactly. So Google is a very acquisitive company. They acquire more companies than anyone else in corporate America. But they've obviously never made a purchase of this magnitude. They bought Motorola Mobility and actually recently sold it. But they've been watching WhatsApp very closely since 2010, and they actually tried to buy WhatsApp for $85 million back then. WhatsApp said no. And they've been continuing to watch it and repeatedly have made overtures to try to acquire the company. It hasn't worked. And an interesting side note, a Google corporate development executive actually went to work for WhatsApp and helped negotiate this deal with Facebook. And it's an interesting side note, but I think that that Google really wanted to make sure it did not end up in the hands of Facebook because it's become such a hot asset all around the world. And they really think that within the next year or so, WhatsApp could have 1 billion users, which is as much as Facebook has. Obviously, it's a much more simple application, right? It's just used for very simple things like photo sharing and messaging, but it could turn into something really, really amazing. And, Google wanted to pay WhatsApp to basically notify it should any company, including Facebook, enter into acquisition talks with it. That happened last year. WhatsApp said no thanks. They did not take the money. But Google did find out. They did know that they were talking to Facebook, and so they did reach out. They did have this meeting last week where Larry Page, the CEO of Google, tried to stop this sale from happening. It didn't work, and Google was actually willing to offer more than $19 billion potentially. They actually indicated to WhatsApp's board, a very, very small board of directors, that they were willing to pay more than Facebook. Mm. But, WhatsApp had its mindset.
Look forward to talking tech with you again soon, Amir. Thanks for all this great information.
Anytime.
That's Amir Efrati, live on WTOP, senior reporter for the information.com.